Hi, good morning, Mr. Timothy. It's Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
Hey, Brad.
Let's see. Mister, I was just giving you a brief call regarding the monthly check-in. Is everything going well with Michelle's services?
Yes.
All right.
We were concerned about them when you've been acting for those sheets, right? So when I go back and look at Michelle's time, my phone is not registered all the time when she's coming in this particular room.
Okay. I do see.
Like, every time, that usually when you're asking for that, she's not punching in outside. She's in the house. So I'm trying to figure out why it's not registering, like, confirmed.
When she hits the option of clocking in, I know that before that she needs to go to the main menu of the app, you know? So, for that...
What do you mean, main menu? What you mean?
Yeah, I mean, when she's going to clock in or clock out, for example, I know that there are options in the main menu. For example, how do I explain, like, on a scheduled visit, that's an option. I guess that you guys are hitting on that part. I don't know.
We gotta use with Michelle. The only way we was able to use the system, she had to go to unscheduled.
Okay, but does it show her any option when she accesses today's schedule?
Do I give her no?
Yeah, try to give it a try. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow is early morning when she clocks out. Try to enter the part that says today's schedule. And if it doesn't show anything, please advise Michelle to take a screenshot and send it to me, because it should show something at least, you know. So
on the regular schedule system.
Exactly, because we have a schedule in the system, and this is the same that the app should show on the option that says today's schedule. So advise her to access today when she does the clock in the afternoon. Like, hey, try to check today's schedule and try to clock in through that option. If it doesn't show her anything, just make sure that she takes a screenshot of that part. If it's blank or whatever it shows, that doesn't let her advise her to... I mean, to send me something, okay? And yeah, if it doesn't show anything, you go back to the usual option as on a scheduled visit. But like, first let's try to, I mean, to take all the options possible for us to avoid like any type of inconveniences as she has been going through, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's do it like that. Also, I wanted to check in if you have been in the hospital for this recent month, September?
No.
All right. And the address is still the 5125 Harlem Street, right?
Yes.
All right. So hey,
I got a call from your office.
No problem. Aaron will visit you Friday. So I guess it's Aaron, okay?
Yeah. That's your boss or something?
Yeah, that's one of our managers here. So, okay. Yeah, try to take it. I'll leave you right now.
I've never seen him before. That's why I'm actually... Even when I came into the office, I never met him before.
No, this is a person that does visits, okay, to your house. So it's Aaron, okay? I guess that should be the one.
Okay.
All right, mister.
Yeah,
I'll leave you.
I spoke to him. I was like, I thought it was going to be you, but then when he said Aaron, I was like,
Yeah, Aaron does a different type of procedure. I'm not very sure what it is, but like, something necessary, I guess. But in cases, you have my number to double check if you need something, okay?
Yeah, he said it's like, you know, my yearly, my visit. I said, okay, no problem. I just want to touch just to make sure I know who's who when they're visiting me, you know?
Yeah, it's always the cover of acts. It's fine, no problem.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Biggs. That was pretty much everything for today. Let's do I leave you with that homework for this afternoon. Try the today's schedule, okay? I'll be aware when you send anything. When you tell me anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. You have a good one. Take care, Mr. Timmy.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.